Welcome to Art Speak with Burnaway, an online magazine dedicated to contemporary art. Each week, we engage in dialogue with artists, critics, curators, scholars to bring context to current and upcoming events in the arts in Atlanta. I'm Claire Maxwell with Burnaway, and today I'm joined by Carlton Mackey, creator of 50 Shades of Black, an art project that investigates sexuality and skin tone in shaping identity. Carlton, thank you so much for joining me today here at Art Speak. So first off, I just really wanted to get started on talking about 50 Shades of Black, and I know that the project consists of works in conversations from people all over the world. Can you explain the concept of the project and really how it came about and who's really involved with the project?
50 Shades of Black uses personal stories and art to explore, as you said, sexuality and skin tone and how both of them work together to shape our identities. It is a project that began about a year ago with a post that I made to Tumblr that was about 50. It had 50 people of varying shades who would identify as black across a time frame, and all of them were famous and individuals would recognize. And it began a conversation. I began to get emails from people across the country that talked about how they related to their own skin and how they've been shaped to see it and how they've been shaped to see and understand their sexuality and sexual expression. And it is those responses that are extremely touching, funny, personal, eye-opening that form the basis of the manuscript. People find themselves at different places, and they engage with social media and technology in different ways. And we want it to be as widely accessible as possible. Everything that we've released up to this point is free. The website is a portal, and we begin to post stories, and it's a platform for exchange and dialogue. We have a blog. Having the ebook accepted into the iBook store was huge for us, and we made it, which is in essence a snippet or a preview of what the coffee table book will be. We made it available for free download, and it's available on iTunes now. The coffee table book, I feel, is our marquee in a way. It's the format that the project will take that not only I think will be most accessible in some ways, but I think it will honor, by it being bound and beautiful and together, and it will honor these stories and that people have shared and the art that people have contributed in a way that means a lot to me. Because, you know, everyone is given freely of their voice and of their art, and I want to present it in a way that has integrity and that stimulates conversation, if for no other reasons, through its sheer aesthetic presentation.
Can you touch on any of the art that's in the book or in the project or any of the conversations that you found to be notable to you?
Absolutely. I'm very, very proud that a series of local artists are involved and have contributed to the book. Fahamu Peku, which is a friend of mine and a student, a PhD student at Emory right now, has just been an artist who's been stimulating dialogue through his work to force us in a lot of ways to examine the shaping of black masculinity in his own way. And he's actually on the cover of the book. Cover was shot by another local photographer named Tara or T.T. Coles. It includes work by Ross Oscar Knight, who's a very celebrated and accomplished photographer here. And Ross also actually hosted the first public event, which I hope to be of many, of 50 Shades of Black. It was a free open shoot where the public was invited to come out and be photographed wherever they are, whatever their expression is, and for us really to celebrate it. About 100 people came out, and each of those people will be highlighted in the book. So it's really a community dialogue, a community engagement. We fostered rich interaction and healthy ways for people to express and explore and to challenge, and they're all really compiled together in the different platforms that we're presenting.
How do you see this project going further? Is it going to be an ongoing thing, do you feel? More events, more discussions, or will it kind of come to a close once you release what you want to release?
I really think that releasing the coffee table book and some of the things that we have planned are going to really open up a whole nother round of possibilities. As I said, the open shoot that we had, we kept calling it the inaugural open shoot because I think it's going to be one of the vehicles that people are really going to want to participate in. They're free. The photographers that we have lined up with Ross being the lead are all very established and very, very accomplished photographers. And over the course of time, we want to shoot to have open shoots in the various cities where featured artists who are featured in the book are housed. And a lot of the artists are photographers. So having these open shoots in different communities, we seek to establish, and we're hoping to secure funds for to help us develop an oral history project, which will only enhance and further, you know, to answer your question, it'll further the reach of the project.
This has been Art Speak with Vernaway, and we'll see you guys next week.